Yeah. Trying to rotary hoe. Some people. I don't know if they
that's
do it much anymore.
That's sort of a new invention. Yeah,
well,
it's
a bunch. It's a wheel. It's a wheel rather than a harrow, with a bunch of fingers on it. Just turns into the ground and loosens the ground up, makes a little hole and turns a little place up where it's crusted, you know, to break the crust.
Is that different than a spring tooth harrow?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
A spring tooth harrow is they also have teeth, but they're formed so that they dig into the ground more.
Oh, really? This, by the way, that is what some people call a gee whiz.
Is that right? Never heard of that before.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me something about a rancher's tools. You should know something of that, the different types of tools that a rancher would have. For his business.
For his operation. Uh-huh. And we're talking like anything he might use?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
I guess I've come to the right place then.
Oh, you start out this time of year, you need a tractor and either a mower or a windrower. A lot of hay is cut with windrowers anymore, and just puts it right into the windrow. Earlier,
you know, in a windrow is what?
Well, the hay that's cut, it goes. It just goes into a pile. It's
okay.
A continuous pile. I mean,
uh-huh. Oh, I see.
And a
windrower cuts that.
Yes, and it's all. A lot of them now are just center delivery windrows, just a self-propelled unit, and it just cuts that and puts it in the windrow, and it goes through a conditioner that is supposed to crush each stem a little bit so that it dries faster. And
the marvels of technology.
Used to be you'd cut it with a mower, you know, and then you would rake it.
And you'd have to go out and bend them like that by hand each one.
No, when it just lays there by itself, not covered up with a lot of other stems or hay, it'll dry out faster. And that's the reason for crimping it when you put it into the windrower. So it will dry out faster. And it kind of throws it in there so it's kind of fluffed up so that the air is supposed to go through it. And depends on how heavy your windrow is. And then you need to bale it or to handle it loose. Hardly anybody handles it loose anymore. They've got rollers, hay rollers, that will make a roll of hay, depends on what kind of hay it is, from
instead of baling it,
1,000 to 1,500 pounds probably.
Oh, okay,
and
I've seen those.
Yeah, stores. Those big rolls. And then you have to have equipment of some kind to get it to the stack, either a self-propelled bale wagon or a bale. It doesn't have to be self-propelled, but a bale wagon of some kind. Or some way to handle these big rolls, because if they're so heavy, you have to have power equipment of some kind.
Uh-huh. What about like people who would be raising sheep? What would they cut the sheep's wool with?
Shears. I think they're electric anymore. I know they are. But I don't know how the smaller operators, I guess they do their own anymore, or they used to be people that would travel the country and shear sheep.
Nice.
And there still are for the larger outfits, I'm sure, but that's sort of going out of the picture to some extent. You know, there aren't as many.
Another sort of hand implement that you would use, for example, for pounding nails, what would that be?
Hammer.
Okay. And you have a lot of trucks on